last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Last Savior. I have the honor of being joined by our expert, Dr. Murtadha Karimi. Thank you so very much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir, for your time. As a continuation of the discussion we had on our previous episode of The Last Savior, we're here talking about the practical ways of getting closer to our master and imam, Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, Doctor, in the previous episode, you reminded us of some very interesting points that we often neglect when it comes to our imam, and that is to understand his existence in relation with ours, where each of us stands on this whole spectrum, and how he is the fountainhead and we are the receivers of this stream somewhere further down the mountain slope, and that he is not only the reason for our existence, but the reason for our permanence, our durability, our survival on this earth, and that every moment of life and sustenance we receive down the line of our existence is through the gateway of the imam's existence. Once we understand that, our connection with him becomes deeper, not necessarily easier though. So if you could explain to us more steps in order to practically get closer to Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam.
Whenever we mention the names of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, people just remember the fact that they have a dear one who is patient, and then they need to ask the Imam to heal him. Yeah. They have poverty, they have all these problems. It is true that for these purposes we need to refer to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and do tawassul. But I believe that, as you also mentioned, there are some rights of the Imams alayhi salam that we neglect. That is why in these programs I'm referring to some of the aspects that we need to think about, maybe if possible on a daily basis. Not only we need to refer to the Imam when we have problems, but he is the reason and the philosophy for our creation and for all the blessings that we receive. So along the same line, let me refer to another thing that we need to contemplate, and that is about the right of fatherhood of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The title might be weird, but this is mentioned in the narrations.
Interesting.
Now, in some narrations, I don't want to go to those narrations, just I make a hint to the narration of Tina, which is roughly translated as clay. Our dear listeners may be interested later in referring to those narrations, the fact that in some narrations, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they are telling us that they are created from a special type of tina or clay, and their lovers are created from the same clay.
Right.
It's a very somehow complicated discussion, but from this aspect, we can claim that we, the Shia, inshallah, if we are true Shia, and our Imam are from the same clay.
Mm. So it's a matter of origin.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they have introduced themselves as our somehow spiritual father.
Right.
Unfortunately, whenever the name of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is mentioned, at least some people just remember the fact that he will come, he will cause bloodshed, he will kill many people, including the Shia. Which is not the case. We have mentioned that, only very, very few people will oppose him. The majority of the people of the world will come to this conclusion that he is the promised savior. But maybe the image that we have in our mind and we give it to our children and the next generation is not a true one. Inshallah, I will give you some, true images of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as mentioned in these narrations. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam introduces the Imam as follows. Al-Anis al-Rafiq, he is a very close friend. Mm-hmm. Now imagine you can tell your children that if you're looking for a friend, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam can be Al-Anis al-Rafiq, a very close friend. And Al-Walid al-Shafiq, Imam is a very compassionate father. So imagine if us as the Shia, we have this in our mind on a daily basis and think about the fact that beside our biological father, we have a spiritual father too, to whom we can relate on a daily basis, talk to him. So also we have the famous narration from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family that أَنَا وَعَلِيٌ أَبَوَا هَذَهِ الْأُمَّةِ. Me, the Prophet, and Ali, we are the parents of this Ummah, the nation. And by the same token, all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are the spiritual fathers of the Muslim nation, especially the Shia. So we need to think about that, and we know to think about the fact that if we have a good father, then we need to be a good child too. Otherwise, na'udhu billah, we will have the destiny of a person like the son of Nuh. So he had a great father like Nuh alayhi salam, one of the Ulul Azm prophet.
One of the most patient fathers out there.
But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Oh Nuh, he is not of your family members, of your family. So we need to act in a way not to be excluded from the family of the Imam of the time.
Right.
I mean, so that Imam na'udhu billah addresses us and tells us that إِنَّكَ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, you are not from my family. So we need to think about that, about the fact that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is our spiritual father.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to The Last Savior here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them inheritors.
Thank you for joining us again here on IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior. With me in the studio, I have Dr. Kerimi, and we are talking about steps, practical steps, in order to get closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam and have him as an active part of our lives.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in chapter Ali Imran, verse 68, we know that regarding Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was a debate among the Jewish people and Christians and Muslims that this man belongs to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers them that the closest one to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is not the ones who claim to be Jewish, Muslim, Christian, rather those who follow him. And of course, those who follow this prophet, that is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. So if you want to be the closest to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the way is to follow him. And this is somehow the signature of us being the son of, the spiritual son of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And for this part, let me also recite another verse from the Noble Book of Quran, that as I mentioned, we have our biological father and our spiritual father, that is Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Which one needs to be more beloved? According to the Noble Book of Quran, our spiritual father needs to be more beloved. If there is a kind of contradiction, if you are going to follow our father, our biological father and spiritual father. One is, that is our biological father commanding us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our spiritual father, that is Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is asking us to obey God. According to the Noble Book of Quran, Imam al-Mahdi's command should be preferred. Allah says, "In kana abakum," and the rest of the verse, "Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulih." O people, if you love your fathers, that is your biological fathers, more than you loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then Allah threatens these people. فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about his command, and Allah does not guide the transgressing lot. So this is another aspect that we need to think about. The next issue that we need to think about is thinking about providing the means to help the Imam alayhi salam. Again, on a daily basis, we need to contemplate and think about how, as Shia, you are able to provide the means to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, why helping Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is important, I just mentioned a narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 51, page 148. An Imam like Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says the following. He is very profound in meaning. It may be in need of a couple of hours for us to think and come to a true understanding of this narration. لو أدركته لخدمته أيام حياتي. I'm not able to understand this narration, to be honest. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that if I was present at the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, I would serve him all my life.
Beautiful.
This is a very astonishing narration. So this is the importance of serving Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The fact that an Imam like Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is somehow proud of helping Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. How we are able to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam? There are some narrations from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Like, I think we have a narration from Imam alayhi salam himself that helped me through wara, taqwa, piety, and good manners and good etiquette. And of course, we can help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam through helping his followers, his friend, and the Shia. We have narrations about helping other brothers and sisters in faith, which is in reality helping the Imam of the time. There are many examples for helping Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I mean, it's different from one person to another person, one region to another region, one community to another community. We need to think about that. For some cultures and communities, maybe publishing books is a way to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. To be active in social media, for example, can be a way to, I mean, financially help some. Groups can be so we need to think. For some people, maybe just to teach their children or their relatives or their neighbors about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So there are many ways we need to prioritize and to come to the conclusion that which one is more helping to the cause of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. We have Sheikh Dulabi, one of the contemporary mystics. He passed away a few years ago. He's quoted that if a wife in the house, she wants to serve her husband and her children, it's very good for her to have the intention of helping Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And for that, she will be highly rewarded.
How does that work?
It's a matter of intention. We know that even if you sleep for the intention of being fresh to help the people,
right,
then you will be rewarded. The wife, she's going to do all these house chores, to serve her husband and her children. She may have the intention that I'm doing that for the sake of God and as a kind of help to Amir al-Mu'mineen, that is, I'm helping, serving the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So with that intention, she's somehow indirectly serving Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. The man can do it with the intention of serving Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. He's serving the children, the Shia of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So on a daily basis, we can do them. I mentioned this story from late Dulabi to mention that we can do all the daily activities having the intention of helping Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. We know that some mystics, advise their followers that, of course, it is written in the narration that you shouldn't do even a mubah action. What does it mean? It means that for any mubah action, if you have the intention if you have a good intention, it will change into a recommended action. You are eating food, it's mubah, it doesn't have any reward and punishment. But if you have the intention that I'm eating this food so that
I have the energy to serve
my exactly.
Imam. Okay.
To serve God, to serve the people, you will be rewarded for that. So that is why they told that we are not going to do even one mubah action. We change all these mubah actions into recommended actions.
Understandable. Those are very interesting points, and it really gives us a new edge, a new perspective on our lives and on the smallest little details that we take for granted. If we do them with the intention of getting closer to Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and making him happy, then it just gives our entire life more meaning as a whole. Thank you so very much, Doctor, and thank you to our listeners for being with us on this episode of The Last Savior. Until another segment, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.